Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. This Hallelujah. Is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We thank God for you on tonight. We thank God for you on this evening. because we recognize through the word of God and the Holy Scriptures that where two or more gathered in the name of Jesus, he promises to be in our midst. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. So we know that Jesus is, in the presence of the Lord, there is liberty.
Yes.
So we thank God for you on tonight.
Yes. Thank you,
because we understand the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. I don't know if you've been told lately, but prayer makes a difference.
God.
I've seen it in my life, even as I returned back to work on yesterday, and as I shared the miracle work and power of God unashamedly, yes. I know that prayer changes things.
Jesus.
I couldn't do nothing for myself. I called this prayer line, and
Jesus.
The church prayed for me since April. And
yes.
Just the prayers of the righteous really do avail it much. Sickness cannot handle prayer.
Jesus.
Disease and infirmity.
Hallelujah.
The power of God moving through
thank
prayer. Poverty will be destroyed
you,
through prayer.
God.
Our families will be restored through prayer.
You,
oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your praise and your joy will be restored through prayer.
Yes,
so this is why we pray, and this is why we believe and trust God,
hallelujah.
Because prayer changes things.
Yes, God.
I've seen it over 20 years of being saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. And I'm going to keep running on with the Lord, Pastor.
Amen.
And I know you're by my side.
Right there with you.
Amen. We've been in this
Amen.
Thing over two decades.
Yes.
And our hand is on the plow, and we're not looking back.
Yes.
We are not looking back.
Yes,
it's our time.
It's our turn.
It's our time. Oh, you were listening on Sunday.
Amen.
You were listening on Sunday
Amen.
As we ministered the word of God. It's our time, and it's our turn. It's your turn to be healed, your turn to be happy again, your turn to, amen, in your kingdom assignment. We're going to read a scripture and go right into prayer, but from the book of Hebrews, the sixth chapter, the book of Hebrews, chapter number six, beginning at verse number 9, and then we're going to pray. But the Hebrew writer writes this. He says in verse 9, "But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and your labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of the hope until the end, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham," help me God. It says, "For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself."
Jesus.
Wow.
Jesus.
"Saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise." The Bible simply says that God sees your labor of love. God sees your giving. God sees your prayers. God sees your heart. And it says that there are certain things that accompany salvation. There are certain benefits. There are certain things included. There are certain things that come with being saved. You and I, yes, we'll go to heaven, but there are certain things that accompany, that go with salvation.
Yes.
And God promise is going to come to you. He said he could swear. Pastor, he said he could swear by nobody else.
My God.
There is no man. There is nothing in the earth. So God swore by himself.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
So you know that the promises of God to you and I will happen. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Ah, oh, man, this is so exciting.
Wow.
I want to look very quickly, and we're going to go into prayer. But Romans chapter 4, very quickly, verse 18, says, "Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to which he was spoken, so shall thy seed be. and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, and she was about 90 years old. He staggered not at the promise of God. That's why I had to read that other piece first. It says, Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. The promises of God to you and I, Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. My peace will be with you. That's a promise from God.
Thanks.
We have been given the peace of Almighty God. He said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Lo, I'll always be with you. That's a promise from God. You are not alone. You are never alone.
Yes.
If God
yes.
be for you, who can be against you?
Yes.
Jesus said it. Lo, I'll always be with you. No matter what you go through, God is with you. Another promise to the third and the fourth generation of those who love me, to your children and your great-grandchildren, because you love God, the blessings that are on your life are going to outlive you. They're going to go down to your children and your children's children. God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he should repent. Has God not said it, and shall it not come to pass? That's why we are reminded tonight, be not weary in well-doing, because we're going to reap a harvest
yes.
if we faint not. That's another promise from God. We're going to reap a harvest if we don't faint. Finally, Hebrews, Habakkuk 2:2. Write the vision down. Make it plain. Though it tarry, wait for it, so it shall surely come to pass. Pastor, the Bible says Abraham was fully persuaded. He was not weak in faith. He did not operate in unbelief, doubt, and fear. But he had hope against hope. And that's why we pray, because we're not going to get hopeless. That's why we pray, because we're going to keep hope alive. That's why we pray, because I believe God honors our hope. There are many who are hopeless that don't think God will turn that situation around. But because he healed me of this cancer, because it did not look like God would heal my body, there were times in the name of Jesus where everything was going wrong in my life. There were times where the doctors and the medicines was not working. There were times when my body got better, got worse than it got better. There were times in the name of Jesus where the pain was so overwhelming. There were times where I could not eat for 3 weeks and I lost so much weight. And I was so weak in my natural strength, but God gave me a promise.
Oh,
ooh, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
God gave me a promise.
Yes.
I read Psalm 91 every day in that hospital. With long life will I satisfy you. 1,000 will fall at thy left. 10,000 will fall at your right. But it will not come near your dwelling, Anthony. No cancer, no sickness, no disease could stay in this body.
My God.
Because God gave me a promise.
Yes.
And God has given you a promise. He's going to heal you. He's going to deliver
yes.
you. He's going to set you free
yes.
in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you for every person under the sound of my voice. I don't know what they're walking through. I don't know what they're living with. I don't know what the doctors and the medicines are saying. But, God, I know that you are a healer.
Yes.
You healed my body. I am a living miracle.
Yes.
And, God, for the rest of my life, I will testify of the goodness of Jesus in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood over every life tonight, over every parent, over every grandparent, over every marriage, over every family, over New Creation Church Ministry. We plead the blood of Jesus, which will never, ever lose its power. Oh, glory be to God.
Yes.
Send your angels to watch over us and our families. Send your anointing. Let the oil of God lubricate our lives, the oil that destroys every yoke. the oil that breaks every generational curse, the oil that has power to break every chain that's trying to keep us in bondage. Oh, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
The devil's trying to mess with our minds. The devil's trying to get us to worry and not be able to sleep at night. The devil's trying to give us to give up on God. The devil's trying to get us to become hopeless, but that's why we pray, because the Bible says to pray for one another that we might be healed. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. That means don't stop praying. The Bible says to pray, and God, through his prayer and supplications, will give us a peace which surpasses all understanding. In the name of Jesus, oh, what we bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
Yes.
And what you and I loose on earth,
yes,
it will be loosed in heaven.
Yes.
And until we get to heaven, we are on this earth,
yes,
and we bind up things supernaturally. There is an invisible world. There is an invisible realm. There is an invisible dimension that we cannot see with our natural eye. We cannot hear with our natural ear. We cannot feel with our natural touch. We cannot smell with our natural senses. We cannot, in the name of Jesus, with our five senses, tap into this supernatural invisible realm for prayer. Prayer allows you and I to step into the supernatural. That's why there is no cure for cancer, but through the prayers of you, for me, through the prayers of the church,
yes,
through the prayers,
yes,
of my wife,
yes,
my help me,
yes,
through the prayers of New Creation Christian Ministries, my church family, through the prayers of those of you on this prayer line, through the prayers of our apostle and so many that loved me and cared about me, through the prayers of the righteous, we tap into the supernatural, oh, in the name of Jesus. And cancer had to be canceled. Oh, glory be to God. The disease had to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. The infirmity had to disappear. So I don't care how long you've been in pain. I don't care how long the doctor said that you have been in that condition. I don't care how long it's been before you have been restored to your right body. God is able to perform that which he promised you. That's why I read that scripture. Abraham, if the Bible says he was 100 years old, that means he was way past making baby age.
Yes. Yes.
His wife, Sarah, was 90 years old. That means this mother, womb was already worn out. She was well past baby-making age.
Yes.
They needed a miracle, Pastor.
Yes. Yes.
They needed a miracle from God. And it said because Sarah believed God, Abraham believed God. Oh, God, I'm getting excited already. Isaac, the promised baby, was given. The promise. That's why you and I are blessed with the blessings of Abraham on our life, because Abraham and Sarah believe God. And no matter what happens in our life, we got to believe God for our grandchildren.
Yes, Lord.
We got to believe God that he will save all of our children.
Yes.
I don't care what religion they're part of. I don't care what they caught up in today. I don't care if they're not on the righteous path. You keep praying for that child. You keep praying, parent, for that grandchild. You keep praying for that niece and that nephew and your aunts and your uncles. You keep praying for your friends, which are unbelievers. You keep praying for your unloved saved ones, and watch the power of prayer. I'm not talking wasting words here. I'm not talking because I don't have anything better to do. I'm not talking just wasting your time on tonight. But like Abraham, I'm fully persuaded. Oh, I'm about to run around my house here. Like Abraham, my name is Anthony, but I'm fully persuaded that what God promised me, what God has promised you, he is able to perform in the name of Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
Oh, I wish somebody believed the Bible tonight.
Hallelujah.
I wish somebody would believe the word of God.
Praise
he
God.
Said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will remain here forever.
Hallelujah.
That's why I said on Sunday,
hallelujah,
I get easily excited. Because like the people of God, the Bible says he fed them with manna in the wilderness.
Mm.
The Bible says their sandals and their shoes did not wear out on that hot desert sand. They did not have water. They thought they were going to die from thirst. But the Bible says God gave them a miracle and put water out of a rock.
Yes.
The Bible says God gave them quail that came out of the ocean, and they had seafood in the name of Jesus. My wife wrote a book years ago, Don't Die in the Wilderness. If you have not read it, Pastor Rebecca Simmons wrote a powerful book. Prophet Rebecca Simmons wrote a powerful book. I don't care if you're not a reader. You need to ask Pastor Rebecca, can I get that book? Can I purchase that book? We got many in our inventory. We got some right here in the storehouse. If you never read that book, do not die in the wilderness. I don't care how long you've been in the wilderness. I don't care how long you've been in your dry season. I don't care how long you've been in that famine. I don't care how long it looks like you have not had a good relationship. It don't look like you've been happy for a long time. It looks like that sickness has been hanging around. Don't die in the wilderness. As I'm talking right now, I'm going to read that book again. I'm going to put it in my book bag, and I'm going to read that book again. Because that book kept me for a season. And after all I've been through, God is telling me to read it again. Oh, in the name of Jesus. So right now, God, it doesn't matter what their wilderness is. If they've been unemployed for a long time, if it looks like their money is not adding up, oh, God, we thank you for keeping a roof over our head. We thank you for keeping clothes on our back. We thank you for the shoes on our feet. We thank you for good health, life, and strength. We thank you for all the money, every dime, every dollar, every hundred, every $1,000 that passed through our hands. You are the source. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added to us. You said, bring ye the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in our house. And prove me not, that I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing too big for you to receive. We're going into our 10th year of ministry because God has always given New Creation Christian Ministries faithful tithers, faithful members, people that give liberally, people that share their money, people that bless God's church, people that bless their pastors, people that believe in what we're doing. And right now, as my wife take over this prayer line, we pray for New Creation Church.
Yes.
We pray that you send more members. We pray that you send more money into the ministry. We pray that you send more ministry gifts into the ministry.
Yes.
We pray for the supernatural release of the harvest from the north, the south, the east, and the west. You said the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
Yes.
So I thank God for every intercessor tonight.
Yes.
I thank God for every prayer warrior tonight. I thank God that you called in tonight. Because God's going to meet you right where you are in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, oh God. We worship you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you tonight. We bless your name, God. We thank you for the word that was released over our lives on tonight, God, via this prayer line, God. We thank you, Lord, for the promise. We thank you, Lord, that when you didn't have anybody to swear by, that you swore by yourself, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that the promises in Jesus are yea and amen, God, and that there is no good thing that you will withhold from those who love you, oh God, those who walk circumspectly before you, oh God. So, Lord, we just love you, and we bless your name on tonight. We adore you, God. We exalt you, oh God. We lift your name on high. We worship you, oh God, because you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. We have searched all over, God, and we have not found anyone like you. Lord, thank you for giving us, Father God, the faith to believe, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that we are not blinded, God. There's so many, Father God, that still don't believe in you, oh God, still don't believe in your Son, God. But, Lord, thank you, Lord, for allowing us to believe, God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us that measure of faith. Thank you for giving us the gospel, God. Thank you, Lord, for the gospel being preached to us, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for ears to hear and hearts to receive your word, God. Oh, Lord, we love you so much, God. We bless your name. We worship you.
Yes.
You are so worthy, God. You're worthy. Hallelujah. If we had 10,000 tongues, God, we couldn't praise you enough. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't bless you enough. We couldn't worship you enough, God. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning.
Mm-hmm.
God, we woke up in our right mind. Thank you, Lord, that we weren't crazy, God. Thank you, Lord, that we weren't on a cooling board, God. Thank you, Lord, that we didn't find ourselves, oh, God. Even, Father God, waking up with you, God. But you gave us more time, God. You gave us more time to walk the earth. You gave us more time to do your work on this earth. You gave us more time to go forth and evangelize.
Yes.
You gave us more time to give you the glory in our lives, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God, that our work is not done. Thank you for Pastor Anthony, God. Thank you for keeping him in the land of the living. Thank you for him being a miracle in our midst. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Even as he lay on that bed and the angel of death came, God, that you put a hedge of protection around him. Thank you, Lord. When the devil came in like a flood, that you, your spirit rose up a standard against him, oh God, and no weapon formed against him could prosper. Lord, we thank you that he's still here, God. We thank you, Lord, that he has full capacity of his movement, of his limbs. We thank you for the weight that he's gaining back. We thank you, Lord, that for the ability of his strength to go back to work on yesterday, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that he still had a job to go to. We thank you for favor on the job. We thank you for providing for us, God, even in the wilderness, God. Even when he couldn't work and I don't work, oh, God, and the publishing business wasn't bringing in the money that we needed to pay the bills. Lord, we thank you that you made a way out of no way. Lord, we thank you that you always make a way. We thank you that you are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. We thank you, Lord, that Lord, you take care of us, oh God, that if we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, you said in your word, God, that everything else would be added unto us. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for adding to us on today. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. God, I pray, Father God, for every person under the sound of my voice. Thank you, Lord, for blessing. Thank you for grace, God. Thank you for mercy, God. Thank you for faith, God. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, God. I pray for your Holy Spirit to strengthen each and every person on today, God. Somebody's feeling a little weak, God.
Somebody's feeling like they might. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Need more strength, God. So, Father God, we pray for strength on tonight. We pray for endurance on tonight. We pray for stamina on tonight. We pray for more faith on tonight. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, for perseverance on tonight. Lord, we pray, Father God, hallelujah, you will continue to have your way in the lives of your people.
Lord, we thank you that we walk by faith and not by sight. You said in your word that the just shall live by faith. So, Lord, we know that we didn't come this far, oh God, hallelujah, without your hand upon our lives. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you never left us, that you never forsook us, but you've always been with us. We thank you, Lord, that you're still with us. So, Lord, tap each and every person on this prayer line on his shoulder tonight. Let them know. Give them another touch. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Touch, God. Touch, God. Hallelujah. Give them another touch, oh God. Let them know, God, that you're with them, God. Let them know that you are Emmanuel, God, with us. Let them know, hallelujah, that just as you were with Moses and just as you were with Joshua, just as you were with Joseph, that you are with us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you tonight and we bless your name. Bless every person under the sound of my voice, God. And Lord, we just thank you. We praise you for New Creation Christian Ministry. We bind up the devil, God. We bind up Satan. We bind up every demon on assignment. And we loose your power, God, in their house. We declare that no weapon formed against us can prosper. We declare that we are the head and not the tail. That we are above and never beneath. That we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We declare right now, Father God, that we are soul winners. That we are soul winners, oh God. That we are going forward on our legs, oh God. Loving, evangelizing, giving, and saving souls, oh God, with prayer. So, Lord, continue, Father God, to allow us to walk out this mission. Continue to allow us to walk out the vision that the man of God, hallelujah, along with me, his wife, has set forth for the people. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. For this man of God, for divine leadership, oh God. Thank you that he's a man of integrity. Thank you that he's not a whoremonger or a mind viper. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that he's not a drunkard, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that he's not an infidel, oh God. But he takes care of his family, God. We thank you, Lord, for Pastor Anthony on tonight, being the prime example, hallelujah, for men and women as to how we should walk out our faith. So, Lord, continue to bless him, continue to keep him, continue to walk with him, hallelujah, touch him, oh God, and keep him. So we thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries, yes. God. We thank you for every member, every family, God. We pray your blessings upon every member. Every member of New Creation Christian Ministries, we pray your blessing. We pray your blessings upon every family, God, that's associated and connected to us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that every child is saved, that every grandchild is saved, that every, oh glory, husband or wife is saved, that every brother or sister is saved, God. Let our faith be like tentacles, oh God, reaching out to embrace and touch those around us, oh God. Let us be contagious Christians. Let people look upon our lives and say, what must I do to be saved? So, Lord, we just thank you, we praise you. Bless my mother, oh God,
yes.
Mother May Thomas, God. In the name of Jesus, as she's on this prayer line so faithfully every week, even though she doesn't come on, we pray for her tonight, God. Continue to keep her body healed, God.
Yes.
Continue to, we bind up arthritis, oh God. We bind up anything trying to inhibit her motions and her movement, trying to take away from her lifestyle, God. She's worked hard through the years, God. She's provided for her family, raised her children, God. So now raised her grandchildren. So now, Lord, we pray, Father God, that you will give her blessings upon blessings. Let her latter years be better. Mother God, the Lord says your latter years are going to be better than your former years. God says he's going to bless you continually in the land of the living. The Lord says, let not your heart be troubled. He's caring for you. He's taking care of you. Have not I been with you every time you called on me, says the Lord. So God says, even that situation that you're praying for right now, he says, I have it and I have you. God says, I have it and I have you. God says, I'm taking care of you. I'm taking care of your loved ones. I'm taking care of those that you are concerned about. God is saying, Mother May Thomas, God is saying rest. He's saying rest. Get your rest. Get your rest. Go to bed. Get your sleep. God says, with long life will I satisfy you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Get your rest, Mother. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we pray for Aunt Josephine. We pray for Uncle Breedlove, my mother's sister and brother. We pray for them right now, God. And we thank you, Lord, for their minds. Regulate their minds. Even as I touch my mind, God, regulate their mind. I lay hands on their minds, oh, God, that their brain cells will function, oh, God, that their memory bank is intact, oh, God. Hallelujah. We bind up, oh, dementia and Alzheimer's, oh, God. We break every generational curse. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We break every generational curse off of the family, and we declare that not one more person will deal with this disease, this illness. We bind it up right now, and we loose your healing power, and we loose the sound mind. You said you have not given us a spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind. So we pray for the Thomas family and the Willowford family, God. Hallelujah. Touch them, oh God. Deliver them, God. Heal them, oh God. Minister to them. Unite them, oh God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. And we bless your name. Bless every one of my mother's children. Bless her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren. And, Lord, we just thank you in advance. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for the power and the blood of Jesus being, Father God, radically administered on this prayer line on tonight. We are now going to open up the phone lines in the mighty name of Jesus. Just press 1 on your phone, and we will put you on the air. We're going to take prayer requests. We're going to take praise reports. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. If you press 1, we will put you on the air, and we are just going to let God be God on tonight in the name of Jesus and move out of his way. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Just press 1 on your phone, and we're going to get to every caller tonight in the name of Jesus. We're taking this first caller, which is coming from the area code of 678. We thank God for you this evening. Amen.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and Lord, as we sing, holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 I want to see you. Holy, 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 I want to see you. I want to see you. Thank you, Jesus, for this prayer line. Thank you, Jesus, that the words that Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca have said today. And it's true, while we're going through the wilderness, there's no need to worry because God will see us through it. He has seen me through so many things. Right now I'm praying that he helps my son find a job. But, you know, I already know there's a job waiting for him, and I know that God's got it for him. So I'm not even worrying because I know that at the end, there's going to be a really big job, the job that he deserves. And so I just pray that God keeps on continuing blessing everyone on this prayer line. I pray for my aunt that's sick. I pray for my cousin, Carmen, even though I don't see her all the time, but I love her a whole lot. I praise God and give him all the glory for bringing her into my life, for bringing this prayer line into my life, for bringing and opening so many things for me to see that I was not open to. And I just want to thank God. I mean, thank God for me being here. Thank God for my son. Thank God for my friends and family. Thank God that my bills are paid. Thank God that even though I have back problems, I'm still able to work. I thank God for that because 7 years ago when I had surgery, I thought that, you know, that was the enemy. I went through so many things. And it was nothing but the devil. But you know what? The devil's a liar. And as much as he sees me getting closer to God, I don't care what he tries. No weapon formed against me or anyone shall prosper in Jesus' name. God's got it, and all we have to do is just wait. Wait for the right time. Wait for that time that he will manifest what we're asking for, and just have faith in him, because I know that we will have the victory in Jesus' name. Thank you. And all I'm asking is for continuing prayer for my son to find a job, and just so I can keep going forward, and a lot of strength and a lot of blessings to everybody on this prayer line. I love you, Pastor Rebecca. I love you, Pastor Anthony. And soon I'll see you again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
God be the glory. Amen. What a powerful declaration of the goodness of Jesus. And that's why, you know, it's amazing. You said just like Abraham, you sound fully persuaded. You sound fully persuaded that you're going to serve Jesus until the day you die. And I thank God that everybody on this prayer line can hear your conviction of your Christ.
Yes.
And that's, oh man, my blood is
without God, nothing. There's nothing without him, because he's the one that you know, opens the doors for us, shut doors for us. He's the one that heals us. He's our everything. He's our Father, and he loves his children. So thank you, Jesus, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for loving those that don't even, you know, have a heart open out for you. But I know that he loves us all equally. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. For this praiser. We thank you, Lord, for this worshiper.
Thank you, Jesus.
Prayer room on tonight, God. We thank you for your room, oh God, that you have given us, oh God, that we could come, Father God, and commune with
you, oh God, and be in relationship
with you, God, and do war against the enemy of our souls, oh God. So Lord, we bless your name on today. Continue to bless you to Maria, oh God. You know what she's standing in the need of, oh Lord. You know, Father God, her heart, even though things are unspoken things. that she cannot speak, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that she
has
to break on her lips, that she's not giving the devil any territory, oh God. But she's continuing to praise
you
anyhow. As I'm going to praise God anyhow in her heart and in her mouth, God. And she continues to come in, hallelujah, being a testimony, oh God, of your greatness, being a testimony, oh God, of your keeping power. We thank you for keeping her, God. We thank you for working with her, God. We thank you for healing her, oh Lord. Lord, she testifies that you are a healer. She testifies that you are a keeper. She testifies that you are a provider, oh Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for her testimony on today, God. And, Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in her life. Continue to bless her, God. Continue to open doors for her. Continue, Father God, to bless her son, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we fight with the hand of Satan right now off of her son's life. God, off of his destiny, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against him can prosper. We thank you, Lord, that you open doors that no man can shut. We thank you, Lord, that when you bless somebody, nobody can curse them, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you that this young man is blessed.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you that he is blessed and highly favored, oh God. Whom you have blessed, oh God, they are blessed, oh God.
Thank
and he's
you,
walking
thank
in divine
you.
Blessing. So, Lord,
Hallelujah.
We just thank you for
thank
his
you.
Life. We thank you, Lord,
thank
for the
you.
Job. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank
Lord, we
you.
We ask
you
to do an open that door, God. We know that there's a door open in the supernatural realm. Lord, we pray right now that you will show him the way, God. Give him the right
Jesus.
Interview.
Thank
give him. Put the information in front of him. Direct his path. Oh, glory. Show him the direction to go, God, so that he can secure his place of employment that you have already ordained for him. Lord, we know that the steps of a good man are ordered by you. We know that you have already prepared blessings. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We know that you have prepared blessings. In advance,
Hallelujah.
So Lord, we thank you for prepared blessings. We seek prepared blessings, manifested blessings over his life right now in the name of Jesus.
Name
so Lord,
of Jesus.
We ask that you will manifest the blessings. Show him where to go. Show him, help him fill out the application. Give him favor with the boss. Give him favor with the hiring staff, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, give him favor with the 90-day probationary period.
Lord,
give him favor with his transportation. We thank you, Lord, that his wills will continue to be reliable, oh God, that his transportation will get him there.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, put the right people in his life, God. We pray that you will give him godly influences, oh God. Put the right people in his life. We ask, Father God, that you will prune his life, God. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for this young man. None more for shut him up. Thank you for what you're doing in his life. Thank you for your hands on his life. Thank
you
for blessing him. We ask for blessings. You said not only is Sister Maria blessed, but her seed is blessed. Not only is she blessed, but her child is blessed. So, Lord, we just thank you for her adult son and the blessings that he's walking in. I see him walking in blessings. I see him walking in blessings. Hallelujah. Even now, he's in the middle of a blessing. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you for the manifestation which
you
have already shown us pertaining to his life. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to stand in agreement. And we're looking for that praise report for your son's testimony to come back, that he's going to get hired and find that place of employment. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Anthony. God bless Pastor
God bless.
Love you both. Have a good night.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
We love you too. God bless you. She always has a song, and I thank God. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
I want to see you lifted high and lifted up. Yes.
Oh, glory be to God. We thank God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God is a good God.
Yes, He is.
I want to see you.
Yes.
After being off of work for over two months, I returned to work on yesterday.
Yes, I thank God,
amen, that He's a keeper. We're going to take another caller in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Coming from the area code of 813. We thank God for you tonight.
Thank God. Thank God for prayer line. Thank God for Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. Thank God for healing that He has provided for you. Thank God that He is always present in our lives. When we seek Him, He is always there. Thank God for our friends, for our fellows, for this fellowship with these Christians on the phone. Thank God for all the blessings that He has given us, and He continues to bless us. Thank God for I am able to take my granddaughter, my grandson, Ariella and AJ, to church. And you have to understand this about AJ. AJ is 10 years old, but he's all about Transformers. That's all he wants to talk about. That's all he wants to see. But he has been to church with me several times now, and he is so well behaved in church, and he's listening. And Ariella, and they went to main service, not to children's church, this Sunday when they went, and they came back home, and they understood that God is always with us. And although there's always things that happen, bad things that may happen, they even said it in the car as I was driving them back home, God is always with us, so we don't have to be afraid. And this is, I'm just praising God for Him using me as the vessel, using me and showing me and giving me also patience in my walk with Him. He's teaching me how to wait on His answer and not trying to be anxious. I cannot force God's hand, and I am realizing each day more that no matter what, He's got His plan for me and for my children. So therefore, it is in effect, and I cannot tell Him what to do. So I praise the Lord tonight, and I want to pray for our friends, for Carmen, Father. I want to pray for all those that are continue to have situations, God Almighty, that God will continue to give them the strength to continue on, and never, we know that the Lord will never leave us nor forsake us. So thank you, Lord, for this. In Jesus' name, I just want to say amen.
Amen. Well, we love the fact that your family and your grandchildren, just two generations behind you, are going to church. And as you said, that's a testimony for a 10-year-old that loves Transformers to be there sitting in the main service listening to the Word of God. So the Spirit of the Lord is already on his young life, and we thank God for prayer and your input in their life. They're watching you, Grandmother. They're watching you and your walk with God, and you're making an impact on your family. So we thank God for praying for them.
Praise God.
And calling this prayer line to let us know, those of us with grandchildren and children, that God can do what we can't do.
My God.
So I thank God. That encourages me. We have four grandchildren as well.
Yes.
And that encourages me. To God be the glory. So we want to continue to pray. Father, I thank you for Sister Miriam, even as she has I lifted up Carmen and Maria.
Thank you,
I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even Sister Carmen directing these women this way, including herself. So many on the prayer line that have shared this prayer line. It is, Father God, we know this prayer line is ordained by you. We know that we are not doing this on our own. But, Father God, we are calling every Tuesday night, because even with Sister Miriam's family, we see that prayer works.
Yes,
life is not perfect, but God, we see results of prayer. So God, we know your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Lord.
So Lord, we thank you for daily bread. We thank you for forgiving us of our debts and forgiving us of our trespasses as we forgive those who come against us. God, we thank you for leading us not into temptation, but delivering us from evil. So even as the third and fourth generation of her family is coming to Christ, I thank you for her children. I thank you for her grandchildren. I thank you for even her walk with you, God, that you're opening doors for her that no man can shut. We want our family saved. We want our loved ones saved. We want to see them in heaven, God. So, God, no weapon against her children or her grandchildren will be able to prosper.
Yes.
So, Lord, let them excel in school.
Yes.
Let them academically, Lord, get the grades this year.
Jesus,
to go out to the next level and be promoted. I thank you for this grandmother that you would give her peace. Continue to give her resources, Lord, that
thank
she can
you,
help
Father.
Her family in every way, financially, emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually. Meet her in every way in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, God, that you'll give her endless resources, unlimited resources, uncommon resources in the name of Jesus, that she can show the goodness of Jesus to her family, not just in words, but in deed.
Yes,
so, Lord, I thank you.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
You are a supernatural God. You love Miriam and her family, and I thank you for her calling this prayer line and even giving us a testimony of the power of prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Well,
we
thank you for calling.
Amen.
It is so encouraging to hear your family going toward the things of God. And it is a blessing. You have encouraged. We got a full line tonight.
Yes.
And you are encouraging.
Yes.
There's so many parents and grandparents that are on the line.
Yes.
And just hearing your story of your grandchildren going to church with you is a blessing.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you all, and thank you so much. Amen.
So we thank God for you.
God bless you. Amen. We love you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
I love you.
She is a blessing, and she has such a godly spirit.
Wow.
And God is showing her that if God be for her family, who can be against
her? Yes, God.
So God, people of God, hear God. He is restoring the family.
He's restoring the family. Yes.
When my wife and I got the call to pastor it, God said, I'm going to use you two to help restore families. To help restore families. And guess what he said to Pastor Rebecca and myself? Starting with your family.
Yes. Our own family.
Starting with your own family.
Yes, yes.
And I'll never forget, we had the church starting here in our living room, and my mother-in-law, May Thomas, came up in our church, which is right here in our home, and she was one of our first members of our local church. And some of my brothers and my sisters joined the ministry along with pastor family members, and God began to start with our own family. Our own kids became part of the ministry. Our grandchildren became part of the ministry. So God's word was true to us over 9 years ago. I'm going to help you to restore families, but I'm going to start with your family. Amen. Area code 551. 551. We thank God for you tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord,
everybody.
God bless
you.
Take her.
I'm
sorry.
I'm glad that she's getting ready. If you're here for the first time, if you want to be prayed for, just press 1. Press 1, and we will put you on the air. That's okay. No. Did you just hear Pastor say that we are all about family? So if we got babies in the background, that's okay. You've got your family in the background, that's a good thing. Amen. God bless you, Sister Larry. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Woo. Amen. Praise Him.
Praise Him in the middle of it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank yes, Jesus. I need
hallelujah.
That. Woo wee. Woo wee. She's not feeling well. She has a cold. And she just working my nerve today.
But glory be to God. I just called to ask for prayer for my son, Isaiah, and Raina and Yvonne tonight. Asking God to move on their situations, little and far in between. Thanking God for every day that he has me here among the living. Thanking God and praising God for every day that he has me waking up to a new day. His mercies are new every day.
Yes.
Yes, they are.
Yes, yes. Amen. Isaiah, Rena, and Yvonne?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you tonight.
Yes, God.
For Sister Lori Davis.
Thank
we
you,
thank you for this
Jesus.
Powerful woman of God, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for her relationship
thank
with you.
Jesus.
She is a true worshiper. She is a true praiser. She is a mother and a grandmother. And right now we lift up her family to
yes.
you in the name
thank
of Jesus.
Jesus.
We thank you, for Father God, for family.
Yes.
We thank you for the seed and, Father God, the offspring and the
yes,
children
God.
That have
God.
Come out of her womb. We thank you in the name of Jesus for Isaiah and Raina and Yvonne. We thank you, Father God, for her daughters and her son. We thank you for all of her children in the name of Jesus. God, you know, supernaturally, you can regulate their thoughts. You can come into their heart and radically change their lives. You can do what mother and father and siblings cannot do. And that's why we're praying. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. That's why we're praying to you, God, on behalf of this mother. She loves her children. Father God, she covers them in prayer. She, Father God, wants the best for them in their future. And, Father God, their longevity. So in the name of Jesus, we are simply touching and agreeing with this mother tonight for her family. Oh, in the name of Jesus, give them jobs, give them the education, give them, Father God, the resources that they need to sustain their livelihood. Father God, let them come together as a family, increasing their level of love and commitment toward one another. Thank you, Father God, as they honor this mother, as they love on this mother, that she can pour back into her children. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, like the Proverbs 31 woman, that her children will rise up and call her blessed. In the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you that they won't give in to the cares of this world and the pressure of this culture. But, Lord, they'll render their lives to Christ Jesus. Oh, you are the way. You are the truth. And you are the life. No one can come to the Father but by you. And I thank you, Lord, for their lives tonight. I thank you in the name of Jesus that you will cover them, Father God, just like you did Job. In the name of Jesus, that no harm, no danger, no, Father God, thing will come near their dwelling. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, as they go to and from home, you said bless them coming in and bless them going out. Arrow in the city and in the field. When they go to school, when they go to work, when they're around their friends, when they're around their family, bless them in the name of Jesus. Wherever they are, God. You were, this mother can't be everywhere, but right now, Lord, send a guardian angel. Send, Father God, a supernatural protection that will yield and guide them. Oh, glory be to God. Father God, allow them to achieve and to accomplish and to, Father God, reach some of their goals and their dreams in the name of Jesus. You said in that day you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. So, Lord, I see them in church. I see them honoring God. I see them being a family that sold out for Jesus Christ. I see them coming together, having family devotions. I see them lifting up the name of Jesus as a family. I see them in the spirit realm, in the name of Jesus, praying for one another and lifting each other up. I see them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, testifying to each other of the goodness of God and all that he's done for them. I see them as brothers and sisters calling on the name of the Lord. Oh, ain't nobody mad but the devil right now. Oh, in the name of Jesus. So, Sister Lord, you be encouraged on tonight. God, hear your prayers. God, see your tears. God knows your heart, and your family is well. Oh, it is well.
Hallelujah.
I say it is well. I
Amen.
Say it is well.
Bless
I say
name,
it is well.
Yes, God.
It is well.
Yes.
The just shall live by faith, for we walk by faith and not by sight. So
yes,
you be encouraged tonight that your prayers are already answered. All things
yes.
are going to work together for your good, including
yes.
your children. In the name of Jesus, we lift
yes.
up Elijah to you tonight. We lift
oh,
up the
yes.
land of God. We lift them up right now, part of New Creation Christian Ministries. Elijah,
yes.
Father God, Davis, touch his life.
Yes.
Continue to heal that arm. Continue to
yes.
give him favor on the job. Continue to give
yes.
him the money that he needs to sustain his livelihood. Allow
yes.
him to live the vision and the dream and the goals and the ambition that he has set for himself. He is a
yes.
very ambitious and goal-oriented and intelligent young man. He is
yes.
gifted in so many areas, along with all of her children, Ashley
oh,
going
yes.
to college. Oh, so
yes.
many
yes.
of the Davis family doing great exploits with their lives in the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes.
So, Father God, continue to make them exceptional children. Continue
yes.
to allow them to be leaders and not followers. Continue,
yes.
Lord, to give them favor, supernatural
yes,
favor,
yes,
even
sir.
As young people, even as
yes.
the youth, as teenagers.
Yes.
Give them
yes.
favor and open doors for them that no man can shut.
Yes, Lord.
They will excel. They will
yes.
achieve.
Holy,
they will
thank
get
you,
their
God.
College degrees. They
thank
will
you,
purchase homes. They will
yes.
have their own vehicles and apartments. They
yes.
will make
yes,
this
sir.
Mother proud in
yes,
the name
sir.
Of Jesus.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Sister Lord, you be encouraged. Continue to walk by faith. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Continue to walk by faith and not
yes,
by sight.
Thank you, Lord.
God has your children. In Jesus'
yes.
name.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
well, we love
you.
We thank God for your faithfulness to your church and your pastors
yes.
and even to your children. You continue
yes.
to mother them. You continue to teach them and advise them and to counsel
yes.
them in the things of
yes.
God, and his word won't come back void. Just
yes.
like we talked about Abraham, he's watching
uh-huh.
over your children to perform his word in their lives. Amen?
Amen. Isaiah had called me yesterday, and he was like, Mom, pray for me. And I was like thrown aback. I was like, wow. Amen. So I told him I pray for him, but I prayed for him right here. And I told him when I got on the prayer line that I would ask for prayer for him because he very seldom asks for prayer. Praise God.
Well, I thank God that our children can come to us because they know we can get a prayer through the heaven. And I read a book years ago, The Power of a Praying Mother. It's just something about a praying mother. I wouldn't be on this prayer line tonight if it wasn't for my praying mother. So
amen.
I know that. I know fathers pray too. But I'm just telling you, I grew up without a father. So I had
yes.
one parent. I had one single parent, and she was a praying mother. So you keep
amen.
Praying for your children, and God's going to answer your prayers. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor Rebecca. Love you both.
We love you. God bless you.
Amen.
And
yes.
you have a blessed night.
Yes.
She is a powerful woman of God, a seer, a prophet, and we thank God. For God,
yes,
mercy
amen.
On her life,
hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. We're taking more calls. If there are more callers or more praise reports, we still have time to put you on the air. And we thank God for you in the name of Jesus as we continue to pray.
Just press one and we will see you. We have taken all the ones that we see. So if you haven't been taken and you press 1, you want to press 1 again, or you might need to hang up and call back in, amen, so that we can know that you're there, amen, and just press 1. Father God, we praise your name, Lord. We worship you. We magnify your name. Lord, I thank you for every caller. Thank you for every caller. Even as Pastor Anthony has said that there's a full switchboard Lord, we thank you for those who have called in, those who are listening through the stream. So many people listen through Facebook, and so many people come back and even listen to the archive. And, Lord, we pray, Father God, for each and every person, Father God, who are listening. We pray, Father God, that your will be done. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, O God. You have already predetermined, O God, what it is that you want to do in the lives of your people. And, Lord, we are submitting ourselves to you on today. And we're saying, Lord, have your way. Not our will, but let your will be done in our lives. Lord, touch each and every person, God, whatever they're standing in the need of on tonight. Lord, if it's finances, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will release finances. If they're standing in the need of healing, God, we're asking that you will release healing. If they're standing in the need, Father God, of more love and Father God, companionship, Lord, we're asking, Father God, that you will send the right people into their lives, Lord. Lord, we all need that human touch, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. I pray for every relationship, oh God, every family relationship, for every marriage, God. Lord, we pray for every marriage on tonight, God. Lord, you know, Father God, that the devil hates our marriages. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you've done in our marriage, even as you took my husband and myself through this time, through this trial, oh God, with this diagnosis that came in his body. Lord, you know that we are one and that we have stood together and that our marriage has been tested, God. But, Lord, thank you, Lord, that you allowed us to come out on top. Thank you that you did not allow anything to put what you had joined together asunder, oh God, and that we are still in love with each other, and we are still moving forward on purpose, and we are still doing those things that you have called us to do, God, as a united force. So, Lord, with this anointing that's on our lives, with this anointing that's on our lives as a married couple in ministry, God, as a married couple just standing on the rock of Christ our Savior, as a married couple who's standing united on the Word, with the Word being our foundation. Lord, we pray a special blessing over every marriage on tonight, God, that you will bless those marriages under the sound of my voice. Bless Sister Carmen and her husband. Bless Minister Jamal and his wife, oh God. Bless Gary and Vonda Thomas.
Yes.
Bless Jackie and Derek Bowie, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless Renee and Michael Jackson, God. In the name of Jesus, bless Chrissy and Michael Jackson, oh God. In the name of Jesus, all of those marriages that are under the sound of my voice, those that we know about, bless the prophet Anthony and his wife, God, that called on last week. Bless their marriage, God. We pray a special release of God's anointing power to be released in these households, to be released over these marriages. No weapon formed against you can prosper. Whom God has put together, no man can put asunder. Yes, yes, our marriages will be tested. But with God, we shall always come forth as pure gold. We shall always come out on top. The marriages we pray for tonight, we plead the blood of Jesus over these marriages. We plead the blood of Jesus over every marriage in the name of Jesus, over every woman, every man. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for marriages and families on tonight. Lord, somebody needs money. We release the finances. God is releasing finances. Hallelujah. Into the lives of his people. He said that blessing and prosperity will be in your house. Hallelujah. So get ready to receive by faith the provision for every need in the name of Jesus. Your seed is blessed. Your children are blessed. We call your children up out of gangs. We call your children up out of homosexuality. We call your children out of loose living. We call your children out of the enemy's camp in the name of Jesus. We call your children out of unbelief. We call them in. We call your children in. We call them into the kingdom of God. We call our children in. We call them into the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. Bless, 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 oh God. So, Lord, we thank you for divine healing that you would touch and anoint those who are sick in body tonight with the anointing that's on this prayer line. Thank you that you have not given us to be sick, oh God. Hallelujah. Pastor Emily said it. Sickness is a curse, and we break every curse. Sickness is of the devil, and we break every curse. And we bind up Satan, and we bind up the enemy that comes against our bodies and against our souls, yeah. Oh God. And against our livelihood. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing over this prayer line. I speak healing over every person. Be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Your mind, your body, and soul. Beloved, I pray that you, above all things, that you will prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Hallelujah. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come so that you might have life and have it more abundantly, have it to the fullest, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you that you have a great plan for our lives, plans to prosper us and not to harm us. Plans to give us a hope and a future. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on tonight that your word won't come back to you void, that you didn't have anybody to swear by, so you swear by yourself. You swore by yourself and the immutability of your counsel, the immutability of your character, oh God, that knowing that your word does not change and your character does not change, and you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So we thank you for being Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. We thank you, Lord, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we are above and never beneath, that we are the lender and not the borrower. We thank you, Lord, that there is no lack in our lives, and we will not die in the wilderness, oh God, but we will continue to march forward, oh God, march onward, Father God. Hallelujah, fighting, hallelujah, this battle, standing, hallelujah, in the army of the Lord, soldiers in the army of the Lord, hallelujah, fighting the good fight of faith, hallelujah, putting on the full armor of God. We have the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. We have our loins girded with truth, O God, our feet shod with the sandals of peace, O God, readiness to go and spread this gospel. We have the shield of faith, O God, hallelujah, and the sword, which is your word, God, praying always, continually in the spirit, knowing that we fight not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual principalities, wickedness in high places, rulers of wickedness, dominion in the darkness, O God. In the name of Jesus, for we are more than conquerors, because this battle is not ours, but it is yours, oh God. It is the Lord's. Vengeance is the Lord's. So we don't worry, hallelujah, but we believe by faith that we have already won, that we already have the victory. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. Put a hedge of protection around every child, every adult child, minor child. We pray for Vanita, God. We pray healing, God. We thank you for healing her heart. We pray, oh God, for Jackie. We thank you for healing her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We bless your name. We magnify your name. We pray for Kevin Jr., God. We pray for each and every one of Sister Carmen's children, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for victory. Oh, glory. We thank you for victory on tonight. So, Lord, continue to have your way. We pray for victory, God. We thank you for Jessica, God. Thank you for Kayla and Sudani. Hallelujah. Continue to have your way, God. In the name of Jesus, Minister Andre, Sister Tika, have your way, God. Bless them indeed, oh God. Hakita and every member, oh God, of New Creation Christian Ministries, one by one and name by name, have your way. We bind up Satan and we release your blood. We release the hedge of protection over them. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We lift up Michael Simmons to
yes.
you tonight. That's my brother. We decree and declare that he is already healed. Meet every need, God. Father God, allow doors to be open that no man can shut. Give him a way out of no way. We lift up Brother Jamal tonight, him and his family, his wife, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for his faithfulness. We thank you, Father God, that the blessings of the Lord are yes and amen on his life. We thank you for supernatural strength in the name of Jesus. that he has an anointing, he has the oil of God, he has the power, Father God, a kingdom man of valor, like Gideon, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for supernatural strength and ability to get it done. Glory be to God. Whatever it is, God, we know that all things are going to work together. So you know the plans that you think towards him, plans of good and not of evil, that of an expected end. So, Father God, your ways are higher, your thoughts are higher. So I thank you that you yet now elevate him and exalt him to new heights and new dimensions and new realms in you. Give him revelation, Father God, and the supernatural realm to do the impossible in the name of Jesus. We lift up Sister Rita Leek,
yes,
Father God.
Hallelujah.
Bless that young, powerful woman of God. Give her godly wisdom. Give her godly insight. Even as she ministers to her family, Father God, and go forth, let your word be a lamp unto her feet,
yes,
and a light unto her pathway. Give her the right connections. Put the right supernatural network of people in her life, divinely orchestrated to get, Father God, the desires of our heart met. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for favor being on her life. I thank you for grace and mercy following her all the days of her life. I thank you for the joy of the Lord, which is her strength. I thank you that she is yet a worshiper. She is a true worshiper. She is a true praiser. She is an evangelist, witnessing, Father God, many to Christ. So continue to bless Sister Rita Leek, part of the New Creation Church family. Father God, we thank you that you're opening doors in the name of Jesus for her. Touch Carmen and Mother May Thomas. Touch all of those, Father God, who call in, who will listen to the archives. Bless God. Kiri Ikaba. Reshala. Oh, we thank you. Glory be to God for heavenly language. We thank you for tongues and the gift of tongues. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for angels that are assigned to our lives. We thank you. Glory be to God for Jesus, who said, if you pray in my name, the Father is faithful. And I thank you, God, that this is the confidence that we have in him.
Yes.
If we pray according to his will,
yes,
he hears us. And we know if he hears us, we know what we ask of him, we've already received in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, bless Minister Jamar, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, he's a soldier on your battlefield, God. We thank you for his life, God. We thank you, Lord, for his contribution to this prayer line, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for his connectedness to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for putting a hedge of protection around him, God. Father God, even now, God, we thank you, Lord, for fighting every battle, God, and that he has victory over every situation that he will face, that he is facing, even in his daily walk, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that you will strengthen him. We pray, Father God, that you will undergird him, God. We pray that you will pour fresh oil into him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in every area where he's discouraged, God, we speak power, we speak joy, we speak blessings, we speak encouragement in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for being a provider, Father God, and even, Father God, providing in every area of his life, God. We thank you for opening doors for him that no man can close, that he will be able to walk through them, Father God, as a witness of your greatness, as a witness of your mercy, as a witness of your power. Lord, we pray now, Father God, that you will even give him an increase of your power, an increase of your anointing, God. Bless his wife, bless his children, oh God, bless his household, bless his finances, bless him on the job, bless him in his coming and in his going, oh God. Let divine favor, Father God, be over his head. You said that goodness and mercy will follow him everywhere that he goes. So, Lord, we just thank you for ministering angels, even ministering to him, oh God, even now, God, in the name of Jesus. You said that he, Father God, delights himself in you, that you will give him the desires of his heart.
So, Lord, you know where his secret petitions are to you. So, Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you would manifest yourself to him, oh God, and give him those things that he has asked for, even in his own time with you, in his personal prayer closet, oh God. So continue to strengthen this man of God. Continue to undergird him. Continue, Father God, to sharpen him, oh God, in the spiritual realm, oh God. Continue to give him everything that he needs to be priest, provider, and protector for his family, and continue to bless him and his family, and bless them indeed. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for Sister Dolores, oh God. We thank you for her life, God. And even as she's on the prayer line, we ask that you will bless her, God. Bless her daughter and bless her granddaughter, God. Continue to keep them and strengthen them and heal them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, draw them nearer, God, even nearer to your cross. So we thank you for divine protection over her life. We thank you for divine protection over the life of her family. We thank you for divine provision in her household, even as she's been faithful to New Creation Christian Ministries. We thank you for your work that you're doing in her life, God, even as you have given her stability in so many areas, even as you've given her healing in so many areas. Lord, continue to bless her and keep her. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray for Minister Jamal and Sister Dolores Tucker, also known as Love. So, Lord, we love you tonight, and we bless your name. We pray for Justin Simmons, oh, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your hand upon his life, God. We thank you for what you're doing in his life. We thank you, Lord, that he belongs to you. We thank you that he knows you, that he has his own relationship with you. And even as he's away from home, God, continue to keep him, continue to provide for him, continue to protect him. Continue to draw him nearer to you, oh God. So, Lord, we give him, Father God, to you. Thank you for providing for him, promoting him on the job, and giving him open doors. And, Father God, giving him a clarity in his mind and peace and joy. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for keeping him in good health, God, and keeping him protected while he's away from his parents, Lord. We just thank you for all you're doing for our family, God. For everything that you've done and continue to do, Lord. Lord, you are so wonderful. You are so wonderful. We just want to end just telling you how much we love you. We want to end telling you that we praise you. We want to end telling you that we worship your holy name. We want to tell you, Lord, hallelujah, that we're thankful, that we're grateful to you. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for this time of prayer. And we give ourselves away to you, God. We give ourselves away to you, oh, Lord. We say, have your way in our lives. Lord, fix everything that's broken. Fix everything that needs to be fixed, God. You know, God. You know what we're standing in the need of. And we just give ourselves on your altar right now, each and every one of us on this prayer line. We put ourselves on your altar. It's foolish to some, but you say you take the foolish things and confound the wise. So we place ourselves on your altar. Our all is on the altar of sacrifice laid. And God, we give ourselves to you and say, have your way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And let the church say, amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. As we go off the air, I need to hear Tamla, man, take me to the King.
Yes.
Continue to pray for us. After 2 months, God has allowed me to go back to work at FedEx. I've been blessed to go into my 29th year almost.
Jesus.
29 years almost of being employed. Before I gave my life to Christ, God blessed me with that job. And after marriage and after 2 decades, going into 3 decades, God is a keeper. So I thank God as I return back to work.
Woo.
Pastor, I'm telling everybody that would listen that he healed me. That I'm a walking miracle.
My God.
And they are listening.
Jesus.
And, you know, the more I talk to people, because I just can't keep it to myself, the more I realize how blessed I am. It humbles me. It really humbles me, because at that point people want to share what they've been through or what a loved one has been through. And I realize in that moment the hand of the Lord has been with me in all my life. So it humbles me. And that's why I need to hear Town of the Man tonight, take me to the King, because when no one else would do anything for me, Not even the doctors could do it. I had to go to King Jesus.
My God.
So be encouraged, people of God. Always go to the King. We love you guys. We'll see you next week. Bless you. Continue to pray for us. We'll pray for you in Jesus' name. Love you, Mom. See you out there.
It's my all.